remind you of the sky when I'm in it. We on cloud nine for the minute. Am I your style and your physique? And I ain't trying to. Shit is real. Yes. Welcome to your mom's house.
What? Whose house?
Your mom's house.
We're here.
Welcome to your mom's house. You're here with your two mommies, Tom and Christina, plus
Hello.
Red Band.
Hello.
And Happy Kanika sitting in the corner.
Yes, little Ari Shaffir somewhere hiding over to the side.
We put him in the corner.
Yeah. Ari sits in the back of the bus. Oh, it's good to be back at your mom's house. On a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
One of the nicest Decembers weather-wise in Los Angeles for a while.
It's crazy. Is. I don't think people understand what kind of craziness we deal with that don't live in Southern California. No, it was we've had heat cranking for like a week.
Yeah.
And then today, windows open. How about that
Perfect
shit?
Perfect day.
Shorts.
40s to 75 overnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else covered in snow.
Everywhere else can
not
suck
in it. Lazy boy.
Is it really covered in snow everywhere right now? I mean,
not everywhere, but there are definitely
snow. The whole world's covered in snow except for us.
Yeah. Well, Mexico. Northeast, Midwest. I think it's cold as shit in a lot of places right now.
Sucks.
I was in the D like 2 weeks ago. That shit was cold.
The D. Detroit.
Detroit.
Detroit was fucking freezing. And they didn't think it was cold. Like, oh, no, it hasn't even started yet, man. Yeah.
Detroit always sucks. When is it good there? Like 2 months?
Well, I'll be there on New Year's Eve. That's going to be fucking awesome. So how about let's not bash the
Enjoy
D.
Enjoy it.
Are you doing the New Year's shows there?
I'm doing New Year's Eve at Joey's, yeah. Two
shows.
Are
we going to plug New Year's Eve?
Well I'm saying, we are going to plug it. Yeah,
I'm going to be at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco with like other people.
She wins.
No. No, it's not a comedy contest.
Have you been to the D on New Year's Eve? It's a good fucking time.
No.
It's a good time.
But everybody wins in the D.
I'm looking forward to
it. You might be frozen in there or something like that.
I probably will be. Do you have New Year's plans already or no?
Yeah, Joe's having a show in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
At Mandalay Bay.
That should be not fun at all.
That
won't be fun.
Yeah, that's a huge place, though. I guess it holds like 1,700 people, so we're trying. Wow. He's trying to figure out, you know, maybe getting like a band or a DJ or do some kind of special event than normal or something.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, my venue holds like 5,000 or whatever.
5,000?
Something like that, yeah. But it's already sold out.
Why are you downsizing lately? Is it just because of the economy? Or?
Yeah, I mean, arenas are just hard to feel intimate with.
Yeah.
But yeah. He likes to keep it real.
So when you guys aren't together for New Year's, who do you kiss?
Mm. I'll be in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Oh, so
you might have some sticky lips to kiss. And you can do the scoop. The scoop.
Tom, do you know the scoop? You guys, have you seen?
Ari,
Tommy, show the scoop.
When you're
what do
watching,
you think this is from?
Okay, what's this right here? Ready?
So
Ari, what's this from?
I have no idea.
It's
Porno. Ari knows. Yeah. What's going on? What am I doing?
Losing some valuable semen.
That's right. Yeah. You don't want it to go to waste.
Drip drop. Go to the last drop.
There's so much protein
in
there.
Every drop counts.
Yeah.
The Indians.
That's what girls love to do. When you blast on a girl's face, it can't be wasted.
Mm-mm.
You have to put every drop in your mouth. The hell?
Oh,
that's a guy right. He's finishing right now. He's like,
my neighbor's Optimus Prime. That's him just he's just transforming. Every time he comes home, he transforms. It's kind of annoying, you know, when he gets Bumblebee over and it's 2 a.m. He's transforming all night long. It sucks.
Dropping loads.
When were we here last? Last what?
Last over a week.
So, wait, we have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Did we do it after Thanksgiving or before?
Before.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving? I didn't even ask you.
I just kind of sat here and had a lean pocket.
Shut up, dude.
No one called me. Everyone said,
We invited you.
No, I'm just kidding. I went to like three. I went to some buddy's house, hung out with babies, got more baby fever than normal.
You have baby fever?
I don't have baby fever until I hang out with them. And then I'm just like, it's like better than puppy. It's puppy time.
Wait 20. A minute. I don't know. This puppy's beautiful. Your puppy's amazing.
This baby was amazing. I just sat there and did things like I would go beep, and then the baby would go boop, and then I would be like, yeah, and the baby would be like, meh.
How old was the baby?
And what kind of baby?
I'd say like a year and a half, year.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Kind of a baby.
Was it a white baby?
Oh, what? Yes. What?
Was it a...
Oh, yes. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't an Ari baby.
It wasn't an Ari baby.
Okay.
No, but and then I went to
because you got to feed it blood all the time.
And give it gold shekels or else it gets really angry.
Yeah, that baby doesn't enjoy an advent
that's
calendar.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
from
right.
The Seguras.
From the Seguras.
Segura present and advent
Merry
calendar.
Merry Christmas.
Cosby team try Osby.
One Christian family to another.
That's right. The way it should be.
That's right.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
Oh, but it is.
Countdown starts.
I think yesterday it started.
Advent.
The money
Hanukkah.
Hoarding, the take over the banks thing they do every year. It started. Happy Hanukkah,
How
Ari.
Are you celebrating Hanukkah, Ari?
Making an e-bike on my Facebook.
Are you?
Oh,
yeah.
Right now?
That's what I'm doing to celebrate.
Did you get a present yet?
No, it's not a big holiday. It's actually not a big holiday at all.
Well, it's not like Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah or something.
What's the biggest Jew holiday?
But it's still
Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
You don't know shit.
Oh, really? Did I just spit that out?
Wait a minute. Is Yom Kippur when Elijah has a seat at the dinner table?
No, that's Passover.
Sorry.
It's all right. You knew
something. Same thing. So you don't celebrate? Does your mommy send you gifts?
They all do. You light the lights. And.
Oh, okay. And then
Hanukkah is like the day like when like all the studio heads... What is it again?
Yeah, no, this is what it was based on.
It's like a new... Oh, it's a Christmas release seasonal, like whatever the biggest movies for the winter are.
Yes, you got it.
That's what I thought it was.
That's what it is. Preemptively, I knew about that
centuries
ago. And
did you get anything, though? Did you start off with anything?
I did not start off with anything at all.
I want to get you something.
I know. I feel like you need a present.
Your company is gift enough.
Wow, that's really generous of you.
That's interesting.
That's not true,
it's
I'm
not
sure.
At all.
You're mocking me.
No, it's nice. No, I don't care. It's fine.
Okay, I'll get you something.
Thank you.
How many days is it? It's 8 days.
Tonight's night two, so you have plenty of time.
Now, do you have a meal with your family every night when you light the menorah?
No, sometimes you have latkes and applesauce.
That's it?
With them, but no.
Matzo
it's really a minor holiday.
Is
Passover
it really?
Passover is like people get together.
Oh, okay.
What time of the year is Passover? Isn't it like in the spring?
Spring.
Well.
And do they give gifts there in
no.
the spring?
Okay. No. Just one whoever finds a Afikoma.
Wait, what?
Whoever finds the Afikoma gets some money.
Now, what's the Afikoma?
The head of the household has to hide the matzah bread in some sort of ritualistic. I don't understand what they're doing there. But
and whoever finds it?
Whichever kid finds it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do most families, do they try to do it so like when the kid, like every kid gets a chance to find it? They're like, oh. Or is it like, hey, Ari, 6 nights in a row,
it's
motherfucker.
It's a grand prize and everybody gets a little something.
Okay.
Oh,
it's kind of like being on a reality show where you get nothing if you lose, but really you get 10 grand.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that how much that's the minimum amount they give to the kids?
I think Survivor, they all got 10 grand to start with.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah.
Is that what you got as a kid?
Ten grand.
No, it's Survivor. If you're on the
oh, I was talking about G's. Like
network television show Survivor.
I've heard of it, but Hanukkah.
No, you get something like small. Like
like 3 grand?
Like
no,
a
like
dreidel,
we're all
going
to go to the circus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's
everybody,
nice.
Everybody gets that, even though they already clearly had tickets now that I think about it.
Okay.
You know, road rules.
I just realize now as I'm saying it's an adult. It's
when you do like road rules challenges, they give you like 5 grand.
How would you know about that?
Because I've done one.
You've done road rules.
I cried.
Did you win?
Fuck no. I'm terrible at it. I had a nervous breakdown 3 days into it.
Well, first of all,
I did.
How about a little backstory?
Yeah, what season are we talking about in road rules?
Let me back that ass up. Many years ago, like 12 years ago, I was on road rule 6 Australia.
For a season.
For one season, okay? And what they do is then they ask you back later on, and then you do a challenge, and you challenge like the real world or whatever other life or losers that are still around doing each other. So like there's people that make a career out of these challenges, like this guy Mark Long, who's like 45 years old, and he just does challenges.
Can you imagine?
That's his whole life.
Like there's people
challenge.
That are
and there's
like
people
20
that are great at
on
it.
That show.
Wow.
Great at it. That like just
that's all they do. Their whole life is doing that.
Rake in the dough, because you can win like maybe 50 grand on the challenges. So if you don't mind being set on fire or like,
but how much do you make?
Leeches on your balls, you'll make a lot of money.
How much do you make during this before that? Like just doing the season.
That's what I'm saying. So just to show up, the one challenge I did, they give you like
no,
five
not the
grand.
Challenge. I mean like
oh,
the season.
Oh, they don't give you shit. I made like $500. No wait,
wow. What?
$400 a week because they don't bill you as talent. They get around that by billing you as an employee of Buna Murray, the production company.
But you can still win money. During the season, right?
Not on Road Rules, the original. No, they take your money away, and then they're like, you got to wrestle crocodiles to eat tonight.
But you're the challenge like, is where awesome. You can really rake it in.
The challenge is on the... On
like when you go back
yes,
to the
sorry,
challenges.
Yes, sorry, yes. That's retarded. I mean, nobody over the age of 26 or... You know what I mean? Like, I remember one time they're like, you want to win this bicycle? you got to sit on a block of ice in a bikini for an hour and a half. And I was like, you know what? I can fucking buy myself a bicycle.
Yeah, I have a Target down the street. I'm good.
Yeah, the prices are whack. Wow. Anyways.
I
used to be addicted to those shows. Have you been on anything else? Did you do the whole thing where you're on Wheel of Fortune the next week? And
no, what they do is you challenge, like, we challenged the Seattle Real World cast.
Oh, so you did those shows. Like, yeah. So it was like Real World versus Road Rules.
Yes.
That's cool.
And that was fun. That was in Seattle. And like this guy, David, on the show, he knocked out one of his front teeth and his tooth was all black.
Wow.
And rather than like go to the dentist, it was all black. And he tried to French me.
Wow.
One night. And I was like, oh, your mouth smells like shit.
I saw Puck the other day on the streets. And he hasn't changed. He's still...
He's crazier than
like
shit.
A crazy...
That's your first Puerto Rican was on that show, right?
The first Puerto Rican boy I ever Frenched was on Road Rules. His name was Oscar. Road Rules Islands cast. Thank you for reminding me.
Oscar, if you're out there, she still thinks about you.
I do not think
she still thinks about you.
And his pencil thin
mustache.
Oh.
He didn't have
and that. And the gold chain and his chicken bones. He threw chicken bones in the street. And his wife beat her. And he'd be like, but that's not my job. Because that's not my job.
Puerto Rico. Oh. Puerto Rico.
So when you were on the show, you actually
in the Puerto Rican chain. National anthem?
No, it isn't.
There's a line where they go, and that's not my job. I don't like to work.
That's not my job. That is terrible. It's so racist.
Put some rum in the baby's milk. I think that's right. Yeah.
Put on your gold chains and jog down the beach.
Captain Morgan is also a body spray.
She loves them. If you're out there and you're Rican, you got a shot. That's all I'm saying.
I love Puerto Ricans. Wow. I do. What can I say?
You can say it.
Because they're adorable. Here's why I like the Ricans. They got the nice tan skin and then blue eyes, and that's such a rare combination.
I was best friends with them, two of them in college, that they were cousins, and one was like an ultimate kickboxer. And like this one guy, drunk guy after the bars once, was giving me shit for some reason. I don't know. He was up in my face. And out of nowhere, my friend, his name was Ruben, just came up and like did like a backflip kick to his face and knocked the guy out. And I was like, what the fuck? And, I mean, this guy was like a Grateful Dead head wearing sandals, kicks the guy in the face, and then goes home and plays the guitar and hacky sacks. It was ridiculous.
They're multi-talented. Yeah. That's why.
They're all like that?
Puerto Rican, yeah. You didn't know. The one I Frenched was like the Puerto Rican Aristotle. He was so smart.
Really?
Yeah.
He was
like a philosopher.
You
and
wish
he
was
could
here.
Add numbers.
He was a philosopher?
He was like Aristotle.
He was like, if you sit here long enough and you look like you're not working, then they don't know you're not working, you know?
That sounds like my philosophy, too.
If you keep doing stuff, then they're going to ask you to do more stuff. So just, like, sit here.
Hey, fucker. No, that's Mexican. Sorry.
Here's my philosophy, Christina.
My philosophy.
My philosophy is simple, you know? Suck it.
Hey. Suck it. He was not bright. I will say he was not the brightest candle.
Well, you just said he was fucking brilliant.
No, they thought he did. His casting, when they casted him, they're like, Oscar's like the Puerto Rican Aristotle. I swear to God, that's what
really?
They called him.
But you're saying he really wasn't that bright?
I don't think he was... He wasn't dumb, but he wasn't like...
You're putting this out there
in Oxford.
Universe.
What do you mean? What am I putting it on?
I'm just saying, like, was the guy smart?
Going to come back into my life?
He was charming.
Put it this way. He was charming. He was very charming. And I was very mean and smelly back then.
Mean and smelly?
Yes, because we were on the road. I lived out of a stupid backpack for a month, and I stank like shit.
That's what speed sticks for.
Yeah, but, you know... And then, he was sweet. He was a sweet boy. He romanced me with his Puerto Rican ways. He would sing to me.
So he played guitar?
Yeah.
Why, did they all play guitar in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Oye, como va?
Yep.
Ceviche, oye, como va?
They all can do that.
All right.
Ceviche.
That was his version.
Yeah, they all can sing. They all can slip out of cuffs. They have a lot
slip
of talent.
He can whittle a shiv out of a bar of soap.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Puerto Ricans are talented. What kind of ladies do you like, Red Band?
I used to be really into Asian girls, but now I don't know. That just dies off quick.
Does it really?
Yeah. I mean, I was like hardcore
Asian. I never had it. Never.
Yeah, I think once I had it, I was like, oh, I get it.
My dad's banging a Chinese broad right now.
That's right. Totally.
Yeah.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pounding that shit down.
I've talked to a few people lately that they say the way to go is Mexican chicks. That they're just nonstop all day, all night. They just want to fuck.
But here's the problem is that you don't, not only are you dating her, you're dating the whole family. Right. Because Mexicans tend to be more.
Yeah, they all share a room and stuff.
Familia orientated.
Yeah.
Just get with one that, you know, has like a lot of dead family members.
Right.
So tacky.
You don't have to worry about that shit. Oh my God. They do like to fuck, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, like nonstop.
How many Mexicans have you slept with?
I heard half Jew, half Mexican is like the key.
That's actually a really good.
Why? But that's, Jewish broads don't like to do anything, I heard.
I heard the opposite. I heard really? Jewish broads are just like blowjobs, hand jobs, butt blow jobs.
Blowjobs sitting. Ari, what's the truth here? We have to consult our Jew.
I'm actually way less of an expert because I stay away from Jews.
What?
As much as possible. The Jewish Why? Girls, I try my best.
But you've had them before.
Yeah.
I mean, what is your overall, like, are you saying, like, they're just, like...
Overall, based on, like, the two or three I've had sex with, they have abortions really easily. So that'd be the main... If I could only learn something from just those...
Were they, like, needy? Were they bad to date? Were they...
No, one is super hot in bed.
Really?
What was the bad thing?
I thought they didn't like to suck it.
Was there anything bad about her?
Jews don't look that good.
Shut up.
No.
I'm starting to become attracted to them a little bit, like only super young ones.
How about Israeli chicks?
Those are different.
Okay. Yeah.
Those are the exceptions.
They can fucking get it. That's what I want for Hanukkah. Please. I want a couple of Israelis to sit on my face.
Oh my God, Tommy.
Just fart and just eat it. You just love
Keep eating that matzo ball soup, and I just, absolutely.
Are you guys into ass eating? Is that a thing you guys do?
It's funny you mention. We discussed this last week.
Oh, you did?
Not that you would know this, but I'm very phobic of that region of my body. I'm just not that kind of girl.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's poopy. Poopy feces comes out of there. Yeah. Out of your boom boom hole, your no-no hole.
Do you do that with a lot? Do you do that on like one night stands and stuff?
I have done it
before. On a one night stand, you eat an ass? Wow, you have to think about it. That's a yes.
No, I don't know if I have. But maybe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have.
You like it? You enjoy it?
No, I'm okay with it sometimes.
Has it been done to you?
Yeah, I don't care for either way.
How about you, Red Ben?
What?
We're set.
Have you? Do
this
you?
Podcast
do you?
So far.
Have I met somebody?
This is a
and
filthy
just
podcast.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right to ass sex.
Us?
Have you? No. Do you eat ass on like a first time hookup?
If I'm drunk, I'll eat ass. Like
if you're sober,
ass. Yeah, yeah. If I'm sober, no, I wouldn't really think about it. But sometimes I've been just. Fucking crazy drunk, and you're having crazy drunk sex, and you're just eating, and then you're just going the whole, you know, up and down, the whole north
south. That's organic, though.
Yeah, but I'm not sitting there like spreading ass open, like putting tongue in, sucking on it, or doing anything like that. You know, I'm just it's more of just like, hey, it's in the
way. Has it been done to you?
Huh? No, I would never allow that.
Right. Well, can I tell you, there's nothing uglier than a woman. Doing that, like I've seen photographs that Tom has violently showed me.
Ew. Violently shown you?
You know,
like he punches you.
Look at this. Can I?
You look at this fucking picture.
I mean, it's like an ocular assault, if you will. He and I have gone. This is a bad thing we've done this week. Is where we've been text messaging each other horrifying pictures.
We said that last week too.
Oh, we started that. Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah. So now, but now it's gone to text messaging each other.
Wow.
And he sent me a rusty trombone picture, and it is so horrifying.
It's
not
pretty
sexy.
Fucking awesome, actually.
I don't like
that's
that,
not sexy.
Man.
No,
it's not
I,
cute, dude.
I don't think that's
it
it's kind
of
cute.
Good.
It's kind of cute. Here's what I want to. Oh, what about you? Didn't you didn't
what
mention
is it, Sugar Bear? My sweet little.
Where you just came
bear.
From? Why don't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm late because I
yeah,
was
late.
Taping.
Very late.
I'm
by the
sorry.
Way.
I was doing this show called The Smoking Gun Presents, where it's like a clip show, and I got to see and meet Leif Garrett today.
Wow.
And he's on the new Celebrity Rehab. If that gives you any idea of what he looks like right now, it's
I heard
pretty crazy.
I heard that whole show, The Celebrity Rehab, they're really stretching,
I love
looking
it.
For like one of the people was like, oh, your fame is that you had sex with Tiger Woods. You're one of like 18 people that had sex.
I heard that, and she's in there, by the way. She's in there because she's addicted to love.
That's
why she's in there.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's sex rehab.
That's stretching.
A different show.
Yeah, that's stretching.
Well, I'm excited to see it. He got into some accident and he didn't look very good. And I guess he was doing heroin for like 15 years.
Who, Leif?
Leif, yeah.
He doesn't have a shit
is
together.
Is it Leif or Leif?
Oh, actually, I don't know. I think it might be Leaf.
I think it's Leaf Garrett.
Leaf Garrett. Yeah.
Poor guy. God bless him. Have you ever done heroin?
No, I don't think. No, I've never shot up anything. But I think learned. I've snorted something that somebody said was like, "This is heroin." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." And I don't think it was like I saw dead babies crawling on the ceiling or anything. So maybe not.
Dead Valley friends.
Was it pretty intense?
I don't. Whatever it was, I don't think it was heroin. I think I would know if I snorted heroin.
I just learned that chocolate Thai weed is weed dipped in opium. That's why it's black. I didn't know that.
Huh.
And that's why it's like so powerful.
What's keef? What's keef? Is that what it's called? Like that powder shit that you put on top of weed or the end of cigarettes?
Is it hash or something?
No. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was hash.
Well, you're not talking about that that branch that they chew in the Middle East, right?
No, it's like a powder thing. I think it's like a hash or something like that. And Ari said it was like the resin out of grinding weed.
Did you ever smoke chocolate Thai? No.
It sounds really crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like it'll fuck you up pretty bad.
Yeah, man.
Chocolate Thai.
Yeah, it's like, I guess, like the weed will look you're like black. Like you're like, what the fuck
Asian
is that?
Guy
and
in
then
West
it's it's been dipped in opium. That's why it's black. And like one hit's like.
I'd be scared of that.
Yeah.
I went to the pot store the other day and they had, you know, like they have their normal stuff. You have your cookies, your caramel corns and suckers and chocolate and stuff. And the woman that was working on it, so we asked him, like, how are these Listerine strips? You know, are they strong enough? Mm-hmm. She pulls out and she goes, I'm on one right now. I'm fucked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I've not tried that, Tommy.
Oh, have I you? Tried it. Yeah. I fucking... Wow.
Don't ever. Yeah. I'm done with edibles in general. I'll smoke weed.
Strong.
But I'm done with edibles.
You know, we were in a shop yesterday looking at vaporizers.
Mm-hmm.
They're like $1,000.
Vaporizers to me are not worth it. I have like three.
Really?
I have three of them.
Why are they not worth it to you?
Yeah.
Well, some people like them, some people don't. But it's kind of like, hey, just put a bunch of weed in here. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting something.
It doesn't work for you, you're saying?
Out. Yeah. I mean, it's all right. It just seems like the amount of weed that you go through to the high you get, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to be this high because I just put fucking two bowls in this motherfucker. you know, if I had one bowl and I took like three hits from it,
sure,
I'd be just as high, if not better. You know, it just seems like it goes through weed too much. It also, it seems like it has to be like, you know, the exact temperature. And if it goes a little bit too high, then it starts burning it. And then you start getting smoke anyway. And then if it's too low, you're not getting... Whatever. It just seems, I think if you're going to get one, the only one to get is the volcano one.
Yeah, that's the one we saw.
Yeah.
But again, if I was you, I would just buy a nice glass bong or something.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't, weed smoking shouldn't be that complicated.
No.
Just.
Right. That's why I like joints. Yeah. Joints are the best. You get pulled over, you eat it. You know?
Right? Is that what you do?
Yeah. You can't, if you have a bowl or if you have a pipe or whatever, you get pulled over, you have a bowl or a pipe that you have to fucking put up your ass or something. You know, joint. All right. Eat a joint? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true. You got to put that all up your ass sometimes.
Oh, I hate doing that.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee, shaboogie.
We're getting over being sick too. I had AIDS like a week ago, and then
AIDS was acting up.
And then I gave it to you. We went to Arizona.
Right. Yes, I had shows in Arizona, and Tom was home, so he could accompany me.
I accompanied her, gave her
stayed
AIDS.
Stayed in the room all week. He watched football all day. And then,
I love being sick sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, just because you have... Well, because it's at least... Even though you feel like shit, that's 4 days, 3 days that you're like, I'm sorry, dude, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, you're resting. That's cool.
It is kind of nice.
Well,
it's
your body's way of being like, hey, asshole, stop.
Stop.
You need,
you need
to not talk to people or do shit.
Yeah, it's like vacation.
It's nice.
It is.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's so sad that, like, we don't allow ourselves that space.
Right.
In normal life.
Right. We have to plan it. Like, no, 3 months from now, I am going to fucking go skiing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to work.
You should plug that, actually. That was, give them a plug. They're good guys.
Cool.
Stand Up Scottsdale.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Stand Up Scottsdale. Yeah. It's in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a wonderful room. This guy Howard Hughes brings in really good comics every week. I think Andrew Norelli is there this weekend if you're in that
still
area.
Alive?
Yeah, Howard Hughes.
He's still alive.
The original.
Yeah. Oh, Howard Hughes. Yeah, no, this isn't the Howard Hughes. This is a different guy. But it's a great room and
it's fun.
It's really good.
You should check
you
it
should
out.
Check it out.
If you're in the AZ, go to Stand Up Scottsdale.
Friday was an interesting show because it was a room full of like really rowdy black people. Mm. And like it can be that can be either really like fun or really scary, but it ended up being really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. A lot of heckler.
Is that why you're complaining you're so sore the next day?
Yeah. But there's a lot of heckler. How dare you? Yeah. Oh, Tommy just brought up a vagina picture on his phone. That's what
Brian just sent me that.
Oh, my God. You guys. I wish we could post that.
You could.
No, I don't wish, actually. I take that back.
God. You know, actually, I think about this a lot. I think this is important to talk about for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about whenever I see, like, really obese people, like, really obese, like, over 400, 500 pounds, how they shit, how they wipe, how often they do they break toilets,
I think they have a wet towel in a bucket that they just, put this whole towel on there, and they kind of do, like, the floss that the stripper does in between their legs.
Do you think that really happens?
I think they have to do something, because I was thinking about that the other day for no reason at all. But I was around somebody that was a little bit chubby.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the same thing.
You wonder it, right?
Yeah. Because it's impossible.
I see that the airports and the mall and stuff, and I'm like, look at the size of this
motherfucker. Or just, what does it smell like down there?
Oh, I can tell you that.
What does the junk smell like?
Or they, like, somehow get one of those sprinklers, like the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and they just sit it on the full stream, and they just, like, you know, sit on the ground.
Well, some of them clearly can't reach.
Right.
Can't reach their hole. No.
Can't reach.
Do you ever seen that documentary about, like, the 1,000-pound man, Manuel Uribe?
No.
You ever seen him? He gets married in TLC. And there's this one scene, Tommy, remember, where his fiance gets the privilege of powdering his balls. And he has to catch momentum. He has to rock back and forth.
Yeah. One, two, three. And then he rolls back and he lifts one of his, like, 9 stomachs. He lifts it up. Rolls back, and she throws powder, like, real quick, and then he comes back, and he's like...
I mean, wouldn't that be just, like, mushrooms and yeast?
Oh, there's all kinds of shit going on with him.
You have to have lesions on your body from where the skin is just mashed.
He has these two guys that come in that massage him, because it's not like a traditional massage. He's sitting up, and they just to make sure there's circulation going, and he's like, I like the way he made me. I pee every time that you rub me like that, because he's like, it says it relaxes him, and he pisses himself. So not only do they have to fucking rub his 1,000-pound ass, he pisses himself.
I forgot that.
They gotta clean up.
Oh, wait, and then they're like, Manuel, it's time for exercise, remember? And then they play, like, shitty music, and then he just jiggles his man tits around. Like, he, like, waves his arms.
Yeah, he goes like this,
and
he calls this exercise. That's also a very, like, by the way, like, a third world European thing. Like, I was on vacation. I was in a sauna.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that came in, or it was a steam room. A guy came in his towel, and he starts going like this. He starts doing, like, stretches. And I was like, what are you doing, man? And he was like, I'm doing my exercises for the day. Like, they equate, like, doing this, like, raising their arms above their heads with working out. They're like, I'm working out right now. Like, no, you're not, man.
That's an Eastern European thing, and that's a Chinese thing. My old neighborhood in San Francisco, every morning, this Chinese woman would get out in front, and she would go, and she would just move her arms up and down, and that's enough.
Wow.
Or, like, Tai Chi. They love to do Tai Chi in the park, Asian people. It looks terrible.
So do you guys practice any kind of religion at all?
Well, we're both more. You know,
I mean, do you go to, when's the last time either of you guys have gone to church?
It's been a while.
The last time? Well, we're both Catholics. We're
both Catholic.
Raised he was raised more Catholic than I, but I went to an all-girls Catholic school.
You could tell, obviously.
Just better
person. Posture, you could tell.
Jeez, more
hasn't farted once since she's been here.
Really? Higher standards. Right, more moral behavior.
Yeah,
we got married in a church.
Catholic ceremony, we did the whole
Bahamas.
Night. Yeah.
Did you release doves and shit?
It was so rad.
But we had a black choir, a black Bahamian choir.
Really?
Yeah.
He got one as a surprise for me.
Were they like, don't worry, be happy.
Everything is
ivory.
They were ready
to do it, man.
They're so awesome.
It was awesome. It was actually really cool.
And the best part is that at the reception, we invited, like, the staff at the resort that we were staying at to come and join in. Because they were friends with us by the time we had gotten to the wedding. And these Bahamian women...
They
were so crazy.
They broke it down.
They were just, like, dropping and popping and locking
and
grinding against my husband, who I'd only been married for, like, an hour.
That fat black ass was totally just smushing my junk, like, moments after I got married. And I was like, you know, like, if she wasn't there, I'd been like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Regret
but, like,
City.
It was right after I got married, and I was like, I just got married right now. She was just like, I don't care. I want you to tip me.
Let's go back to the fat people real quick.
Yeah,
I was thinking.
Can we turn me down? Can I get turned down here?
Your volume?
Yeah. Which one is it?
It's whatever one you're plugged in, I think. That
Everything anxiety. Oh,
hello?
That's
hi.
My
mom. Oh, that's yours?
Yeah. No, you imbalanced mine.
Oh, yeah, doing left and right.
Balance it back.
No.
Fat people are endlessly fascinating.
I mean, if you're sitting down on the toilet,
yes,
and
let's
you,
discuss.
And if you're just one fold off, then it's like pooping inside your own skin and squirting off the side of the toilet.
I'm sure there's all kinds of shit mishaps that happen in super fat people
but
every
let's
day.
Let's think about it. If you know that's going to happen, why don't you spread?
Yeah, you
and then
spread,
sit down.
And sit down.
I know a guy in college who was Shaka was like 400 or 500 pounds. And he sometimes he would shit in the bathtub, and then just run the water,
just scoop it,
and stop it,
no.
And drain. Yeah, he would.
Why?
Because he was fucking 500 pounds,
right?
And he just was like, "Fuck it."
So don't they build toilets for fat people?
I wonder.
Maybe we
like
should
double
start
wides because I would want one just to have one, like sit on the end of a side of a bucket. You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think it's more like, well, I know a guy who was 300+ pounds. Who crushed a toilet at an office one time.
Wow.
Like in an office hallway, you know, six stalls. Sitting there shitting, the toilet collapsed, and he's laying in water and shit and everything.
Oh, my God.
He was only 3 and change.
Wow.
Okay. So I imagine that has to be something that happens to... Because you see people that are 400 or 500 pounds, like, you know, it's not that rare, actually, here.
Right.
You see it all the time, actually.
Right.
So you know that there's got to be that issue. I also really want to know how much they shit.
Like that's what I want to know.
I'm 230 right now.
Yeah.
I want to lose weight more than anything just to be able to embrace making fun of fat people and feeling good about it. Like,
right.
Because for me, it's like one of the great joys is making fun of fat people. But if you're fat, then you're like, I'm kind of fucking, you know, I'm fat too.
Right. So,
but I know if I can get down to like, you know, 200 or something, I can be like, oh, everyone's a fat piece of shit. And I could really enjoy it more.
Yeah, well, maybe it's the opposite though. Maybe it's like, you know, how gay people, if they just like using the word faggot and then you stop being gay and you can't use the word faggot anymore, you know? So might want to stick a little chub in it. So
I
then
don't
you
know.
Can totally go
but
balls
then,
out making fun of fat
if
people.
You lose the weight, if you're not fat at all, you can have genuine contempt for them, which I think is a fun time. I enjoy that. Like, I feel it somewhat, and then I'm like, oh, you got to dial it back a little.
Right.
But
I don't feel contempt for fat people.
Back to the point, though.
I like them.
I've taken some pretty big shits.
Right. Mm.
I imagine that a 400, 500, 600-pound person has to take just amazing, just ridiculous shits. Like, I haven't clogged a toilet with just shit.
Ari, you should talk to about shit. He clogs toilets every day.
Just with shit?
Just with your
just
poopy.
With shit.
I mean, there's some piss in there.
I know that there's piss in there.
But it's not paper. It's just...
Wait a minute.
Doo-doo browns.
Come on.
Ew.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you eat?
I don't go that often. I go like every few days.
That's
really bad.
You need to go every day.
How do you not go that often? What do you eat, man?
Yeah. Whatever.
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 Pretty much whatever. Today
fast food?
Chili dog and... No, I had a pastrami dog and chili fries.
Wiener schnitzel.
Yeah, wiener schnitzel.
And you have your shit today?
I have not, no.
You have not shit today?
Oh, no, I shit this morning. Excuse me.
And was it the first time in a while?
It was the first time in the last few days, yeah.
Shut up.
And doesn't it make you feel sick when you don't make a brown for a day or two or three?
Like, at what point would you think it would start making me feel sick?
Because
like
I don't...
Like six hours in? Like
here's
when?
What I'll tell you when. Because I didn't make a boom boom yesterday. Because I was just laying on the couch idle, just being sick.
Yeah.
And I didn't make a brown. And at night, I felt a gurgling. And it was kind of uncomfortable. Like, there was a lot of stuff in there that needed to come out.
So did it come out eventually?
Yeah, it did. Thanks for asking.
You feel okay? Yeah, I just don't have to go. I don't go.
It did.
I don't know.
So you...
But
and this is a like so throughout a week you might shit 3 times or 4 times in a week.
3 or 4 times, yeah, yeah, that sounds about
you're
right.
Like a mom.
You know that
sometimes it's like every day for like 3 or 4 straight days.
I don't want to be a mommy because even though we're in your mom's house right now,
yeah,
but you need to eat some fiber, son.
I do. I eat salads all the time from Ralph's, and I have those all brands things.
What if I got you some fiber bars for Hanukkah?
I would accept them.
Or a Starbucks card.
I don't
do you drink
coffee?
That's why you don't make a boom boom every day.
You never drink coffee?
No,
yeah. Yeah, but it kickstarts the engine pretty nicely.
Yeah, that's why we do it every
morning. I don't drink it.
Drink your coffee.
But it's okay, but when I dump, it's fucking huge.
Really? It's really huge?
So a lot of times at hotels, I'll
is it,
call them.
Really?
Yeah. That's,
do
that's
you have like shredded little strands? Or
sometimes
is it
I
like
have big ones. Sometimes it all comes out in a big... Yeah. When that happens, it's fine. Then it flushes, you know.
But when does it clog the most? When it's little pieces that come out like
tons
of them?
No, it's like a big piece or two. Because the big piece, like I feel like, gets in the way. Uh-huh. It creates like a log, you know, that won't. Mm. And then the other pieces can't get by that first piece.
Oh, that's...
If they would all go straight
and
down,
this happens
like
pretty often.
Ways.
How about at your own places? You clog the toilet
all
barrel?
The time.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is no paper.
Oh, some paper in it, yeah.
Yeah. You've clogged them without paper.
Sometimes I like to flush halfway through before I get the paper involved.
There you go. So right. That's your strategy. So
like right. If it's going to go...
But you've clogged... I'm going to get this clear. You've clogged without paper. Like just wow. A shit yeah. Clog.
Wow. Yeah.
That's impressive.
That is amazing.
That's really impressive. I'm a big... I'm a paper clogger.
What do you mean? You just overload it with paper and then...
Well, because I have such a hairy ass... Like I
saw that.
He goes through a roll
it all came
a day.
Back, huh?
It came back. You know that wasn't my ass, right?
Oh no, whose was it?
That was nobody. That was my belly button.
Oh wow. Yeah. It looked like an asshole.
You knew that?
Yeah.
I got a lot of responses there. Like, dude, that's horrifying.
Belly button is you, that's why.
I did not know.
But my ass is really hairy, and so that's why I don't wipe a lot.
Did it come back since Indianapolis?
Oh yeah.
The hair is back.
The hair's back.
Oh,
do you want him to do it
again?
Yeah, see that looks like
it looks like
a cool. Like a butthole. Sure.
Tommy uses so much toilet paper. I feel like I can't replenish it fast enough.
Have you guys switched to the wet wipes, the adult wet wipes?
No, I'm curious about them now.
It's something that usually happens when you're like 32 or 33. You start getting into the wet.
I like wet wipes. I've done it before.
It's gentle.
I've bought them a few times.
It's like kissing.
Look at that. Fucking
I mean,
face.
if you look at like toilet paper, it's so rough and violent.
It is. Yeah. Can I tell you something? In the Arab world, because I was there like in August, last August for like a whole month of Ramadan, which is terrible, that the Arabs believe that how we wipe our bum bums is violent and disgusting. Like, why would you take a dry sandpaper, essentially, and then mush the poo against your butthole? They think it's vulgar, so they have a bidet. Yeah. Now, not all people use bidets in the Middle East. They use their hands, too. Some people use their hands.
We didn't talk about this last time, did we?
No.
Oh, wow. I've actually had a bidet wiping conversation lately. So.
Really?
Yeah,
let's go. Wait, deja poo. It's deja poo.
Yeah. Did we talk about bidets?
About the lasers and it finds your butthole. And
that would be great.
Yeah, they have these toilets. Like in the United States, the toilets have, you know, they've been the same since we were kids.
Yeah.
Well, overseas, they have like high tech toilets like everywhere. And they have toilets where like it's a seat warmer. Then there's this little laser finds your butthole and comes out and squirts water on your butt. And then this little hair dryer comes out and hair dries your
Japan,
butt.
Japan, maybe?
She's resting her head on my arm right now. I just want to point that out. Look.
Oh,
I can't move that arm.
Twixie Vixen. Do you guys follow Twixie Vixen on Twitter?
I think I do.
You should.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
No, but I think if you had like just crazy cash, wouldn't you get a stupid fucking toilet that does everything?
One of the first things I would do.
I know what I want. Richard Branson on Necker Island. Have you seen his toilet?
No.
It's at the tip of this island on top of a rock. It's just a shitter on a rock on an island in the middle of nowhere, and he shits on his
island, overlooking the
majesty.
Looking
of this
down
island.
As the hill goes down and the beach of the ocean.
A shitter.
Why hasn't there been any paparazzi photos of
there
Richard?
Are.
Yeah, but it's like $25,000 a day to stay at Necker Island.
Like Mariah Carey stays there and shit.
Wow.
But you get the whole staff. The island's yours. Like the entire staff is yours.
Wow.
You get to poop on Richard Branson's
and you can basically
toilet.
Request anything. Like you could be like, but I want to eat a bald eagle. And they're like, all right, we'll get one for you.
Yeah, I think I saw some Mariah Carey thing where she was out there.
I love Richard Branson.
The reason that we know about it is because we stay there too.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Whenever you're in town.
Yeah.
Richard Branson just released a new magazine for the iPad that's supposed to be the next generation of kind of magazines. You know, magazine and print. Is dying.
Right.
Over.
Look so at him.
Yeah, he's about to release this new magazine. Now, it's not the first time it's been done. There's been a couple like Wired magazine and stuff, but this seems like the first one that's dedicated just for the iPad. You know,
what's the magazine about though?
It's just like a Maxim magazine
for is it called like Virgin or
it's,
something?
shit, I can't remember the name of it, but something like that.
His new space shuttle program, the Virgin. What is it called?
Galactic.
Virgin Galactic.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, companies like, you know, they'll twist stuff and spin stuff so that it makes them look. But they're saying that they have just a ridiculous amount of reservations.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know how many people want to say that they've gone to space?
But you know how many people can afford his program? It's really expensive.
There's a lot more. Every time I drive around, especially like Los Angeles, I'm just surprised how many rich people
are around here. You just take a drive through the hills. I mean, you'll go through each one of those houses are like $2 million, $3 million.
There's a lot
of many millionaires are there in this?
There's a lot.
I grew up in the valley here, and I grew up in a shitty apartment with, you know, with my mom, single mom. And I used to go to school with these asshole kids that just had millions of dollars. And I grew up with a girl whose dad owned like a mall, a very famous mall. You're just like, really? I can't even imagine horses, yachts named after her.
Well, it's like this neighborhood. Like, all these houses, like they have this thing called Zillow.com where you can like type in your address and see how much all the houses around you have gone for sale last and what the market value for them is. It's great. They have an iPhone app too that uses your
Zillow.
Zillow, Z-I-L-L-O-W.
Ooh, look at that.
And it's an application that uses your GPS. Like, you're driving around, and if you're in a neighborhood, you're like, I want to know how much these houses are. You can find out exactly how much the houses are.
You have to say it like Aunt Jemima when you type it in?
No,
okay.
No. It just does it
all.
I
wonder how much this house is right here.
And so it's cool because like half of these houses around here though are like $700,000.
It's incredible.
Well, this is Burbank.
Yeah,
this is the best.
But these houses, if you look around, you don't think that all these houses have like horse stables and
pools.
And these just look like little houses around here. It's crazy.
What's incredible is that like you can go to like on the east side of town. You could be in Los Feliz or Silver Lake, and you can drive by. Obviously, there's the really impressive houses,
right?
But you can drive by ones where if you were to say, like Ohio, like the same house is in Ohio.
Yeah, $60,000.
Yeah, and then they'll have like a flyer up, and you'll pick it up. And it's like, we marked it down to $650,000. We'll have an open house.
Awesome.
You're like, what,
dude?
$600,000 for this house?
Do you know who lives in Los Feliz? Is Glenn Danzig?
Oh wow,
from Danzig,
right.
And his it looks like a haunted house.
Oh,
like, it's totally. Have you seen it, Ari? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? It's all shitty and run down.
Wow.
And crazy Glenn Danzig. He's little.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see that video on YouTube where he gets his ass kicked?
Yes.
It's the best.
Awesome. No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, he gets the shit kicked out of him.
He gets his ass kicked,
right?
Yeah, or it was something like somebody was talking shit to him at like after a show, and then he got in his face, and then the guy just clocked him and knocked him out.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, Duncan Trussell opened up for Danzig and what's his name? Something the Third, Hank Williams the Third had a concert in.
How did that
Duncan
go?
Came out with his puppet.
I
don't know if you used to remember.
He used to have the puppet.
It's great.
Yeah.
So he did that before the show, and then they had some. Like,
did that go well?
It went awesome.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
That's rare. Most of the times,
these people.
Everybody that I talk to who does like stand up for music shows is like, oh,
well, this was kind of like a weird. I couldn't remember what it was. It was, I think, somebody's wedding concert. So they had like that. They had some guy came out with magic that had like saws and like chainsaws and stuff. So it was kind of more of like a festival music party type thing.
I opened up for Ted Nugent once when I first
started.
How'd
that go?
Fucking awful. I mean,
are you serious?
The Nuge, his fans were wearing like rebel flag vests.
Wow.
And he had an effigy of the president that he was like,
that's right. He shot an arrow to the president.
Yeah,
I've seen this.
It was so dumb. It was just like the most retarded. I mean, I ate a dick. It was the worst show ever. And
you know,
Nugent's dick?
Nugent's
dick. Know, I hope you did.
In my mouth.
Oh my god! You know,
I did it for America though.
Matt Fulshron, the Full Charge.
Full Charge, of course.
You don't know him? He's a really funny guy. He's got a great story about opening for Brandon Flowers.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, it's Brandon Flowers.
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, from the Killers.
Yeah.
Oh, Killers.
Yeah. We got to get him on here and tell that story. It's fucking amazing.
Full Charge on.
We'll have the Full Charge.
So funny. Do you ever open for a musical act, Tommy Buns?
For a musical act? No, I opened a minor league baseball game one time.
Oh, I remember.
Are you serious?
So
rad.
Dude. Who?
It was the San Diego Sea Dogs against
the old Sea Dogs,
a team in Orange County, and this is when Ricky Henderson was attempting to make yet another comeback, and Ricky Henderson was playing for the Sea Dogs, and so they were like, "Hey, go down there, do some stand up." And you know, you can take a couple jabs at Ricky Henderson, and I was like, okay. So I went down there, a minor league baseball game, and they give you the microphone, and they're like, yeah, you'll be like right after the national anthem. It's something like crazy, right?
After the national
anthem. And I go down there, and there's like, you know, there's people getting hot dogs, and like there's probably a few hundred people there, and I start doing fucking Ricky Henderson jokes. I'm talking about like how old he is and shit, and like the players are like looking at me and doing that thing where you go like Like that chuckle where it's that. Like, yeah, sure. Like, look at this asshole. Oh, and I did, it was fucking mortifying. I went through with like a couple like just bits and, you know, people were like staring at me like, what's it, what is he doing? Like, they didn't know what was going on. And I, when I was done, I was like, I was mortified and I was like, Jesus. And the guy comes up to me who works, like runs, like does the PR for the baseball team. He's like, so great job. During the seventh inning stretch, want you to go back and do like 10 minutes. And I go, absolutely not.
Wow.
He was like, what do you mean? I go, I'm not going back out there. And he was like, why not? I go, because that was fucking terrible, man. Like, I don't want to do that again. And he was like, really? And then thank God the person that set me up with the thing who worked at a comedy club was there. And he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, this is the worst idea ever.
Yeah.
Like, this is a horrible idea. And they got me out. But it was like devastating to stand. I have the picture of me out there.
It's a great picture.
Just pee stained down your
leg. It's fucking terrible. I mean, in the picture, thank God, you can see part of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And you can see that no, like basically nobody is seated because they're fucking getting ready for a, like, they're like,
right.
They're walking around like, yeah, I want another hot dog. And like, right. They're like, they're waving down the beer guy. And I'm like, you ever notice when you fucking
hey guys. Girl's vagina tastes like a horse's mouth?
Well, that's when comedy's the best, is when people aren't expecting it.
Yeah.
Stand-up's always the best, when the crowd has no fucking clue why you're standing
or telling
jokes. I did
so many shows here when I started in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, after a little while, where you'd be like, hey, do you want to do a show? And you're like, yeah, I just want to get on stage.
Right.
And it would be, like, basically, like, bum rush comedy, where, like, it's at the fucking restaurant over there. And you go there, and people had gone to the restaurant to eat.
Right.
And then they're like, no, there's a show.
Right.
Yeah. And but the people didn't go, oh, we're going to go see stand-up. Right. They wanted to go fucking have tuna and a steak.
Right.
And then you're like, you're going to see a fucking show. And like,
wow,
that's the worst, when they're like, well, I just want to eat, man. Like,
right.
I would have gone to
a
comedy place. I came to this place to eat.
And you're just ruining their dinner.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell. And then you can't, I mean, you at the time, you'd be like, why aren't you enjoying this? Like, why aren't you laughing?
Yeah.
Why are you not looking at me?
Like,
Sam Tripoli does a show at Cheetah's Comedy Club, and it's a really cool show.
Cheetah's strip club.
Oh, yeah,
he does?
Yeah.
And so, what's, is it Cheetah's? Yeah. So what's crazy, though, is that if I was thinking, I went to the last one, I'm thinking, what if you went there just to see strippers?
Yeah.
And then they're, because what they did is like an hour into, or like I got there and then they're like, okay, now it's time for a comedy show for the next hour. All ladies off the stage. And you're just
some,
like,
some dick telling you a joke.
That would be the worst thing ever.
No, but that's how comedy started, I believe. Is it started in strip clubs.
Laughing at strippers.
And
though.
Then some guy, no, now it is pure comedy. But right? And the MC would tell jokes, and that's how you got your stage time, I believe.
But now, if you're a guy and you're like, I want to go look at some titties right now.
You don't
and somebody's like, want to hear some jokes? You'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
What the
man.
Fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Or a female comic. Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah. Show us your pussy.
What? The strippers did jokes. All right, now, Angel Fire to the stage. And you might have seen her on the stage.
You know how sometimes when you're in the back and the guy's like, why don't you pull it out? And you're like, because the rules don't let me. You're like,
that was hate-taking.
But I can rub it. I can rub it like this. You just can't touch me. You know how, you know what I mean? No.
Oh, I would be the worst stripper. I would be the angriest, meanest stripper ever. What do you think, babe?
You've never done stripping at all? Not even like,
do I look like?
Like 2 months? Well, yeah. Most girls have tried it out, you know, two weeks.
No. I would rather pick up garbage. I would rather eat human feces.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Rather eat human feces.
I'm not a
stripper. She's lying.
No, so I swear to God. I'm not. It's not that I'm shy.
I'm shy.
I think I just, it's a dignity thing. It's a pride thing. I just consider it to be a really, just really terrible way to make money. Very demeaning way to make money.
Right.
It's hard. I don't think any girl grows up going, I want to be a stripper when I grow up. I think it's a very like, thing that, it's a thing you maybe you're.
I disagree.
I think it's, if I could get paid a shitload of money just to show my dick to people, I'd do it all day.
It's not different. And I think a lot of girls out there, I think if you're stripping, you're our champions and you're our heroes.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys.
And you're the best.
They are the best.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, make that money.
Get that money, girl.
You know, you're gonna be 60 years old going, damn, I got all this money. Who cares what I did when I was 28?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
28's really
old. No one remembers me now.
But can I tell you something? I used to like going to strip clubs a lot, and then now, as I go as like a 34-year-old woman, I just get depressed.
I've never enjoyed going to strip clubs.
Yeah, it's always depressing. You're always Because the last one I went to was like maybe 2 years ago in Texas, where you can see everything, and I saw this guy basically getting like face-fucked by the stripper, and I was like,
yes,
you know what I mean? You kind of get bummed out for that chick. You're like, oh, that chick's fucking... Oh, because now you're... so gross, and she's here in this... You know, I was there kind of for fun and kind of, you know.
And but before you would have been like laughing and having a good time with
before
it?
Before I would have been like, wah, yeah, giant. You know what I mean? Like a 20-year-old girl. Yeah. And then you become a woman and you're like,
so you see the sadness because kind of, you know life more.
Yeah, I know life and you know that that's not like the best route sometimes.
I always was the loser. I think it was just because I was a loser, like shy with women when I was younger. But when I first started going to strip clubs, I was always the retard that actually tried to talk to them. Like, aww. So do you live near here? Oh, yeah. And then I went to the Spearmint Rhino the other day, and it's kind of the same thing where now it just doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. Like, I look at these girls and go, like, these poor girls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But I find myself going, so do you still live around here? You know, like, I'm still doing the same questions.
I did do one time I went to a strip club. Like in college, and I was like, I remember I was talking to her. She was like, hey, so do you want to dance? And I was like, hey, so why do you do this?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that is the worst. That, like, that totally. She was like, I'm paying for school. And I was like,
right.
You can't get like another job. And I was just totally sabotaging the situation. She was like, thanks a lot. And I was like,
I think you just also the older you get too, you're like, oh, that's somebody's baby.
Yeah.
Like that's some that girl's got a daddy hopefully and a mommy and like, oh.
And now she's covered in cum.
That's your baby. Yeah. And now she's getting showered in Tom Segura's love mustard.
How do you know?
I know. Oh. Yeah. I have a feeling about you.
But I think that I do think that like as you get older now, like even when you meet not even a stripper, but like you see a girl who's dressed like really crazy slutty.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're younger, you're like, look at that fucking chick. Now you're like, oh, she's got a lot of problems. She's sad. Yeah, you feel bad for her.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I still want to see the hole, but I feel
you still sad. Knock it out is what you're saying.
You smash it and dash it.
Punch it out.
Yeah.
That's why I carry around gift certificates to the Hot Topic for times like that. Here, $10. Buy yourself something.
That is nice.
You know, I hung out with these two girls in Scottsdale this past weekend that were like exemplary hot chicks. Like they had the huge fake tits and the white hair and like they look like Playboy bunnies and like they're super nice girls. But I was like, what's it like? Like, what's it like being you? What's it like to be like this perfect male fantasy all the time? And they're like, what? Like, they didn't get it. They're like, you're pretty too. And I'm like, no, it's not. I'm not saying this for you to compliment me. Like, I'm genuinely curious. What's it like to be, to have people want to fuck you constantly? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's what you're putting out there is fuck me, daddy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that the point?
They
are.
Yeah. They're putting out. But
I don't know.
But then when you realize what it is that like we all do something.
Yeah.
That is
for attention.
Even the people who go, I'm not seeking attention. You're not, but you're putting something out there to present yourself, to give yourself some value.
Right.
That is what you do. You know what I mean? Like you know that like whatever your expertise is in, it gives you value and that attracts people in some way.
Well,
you know, the fact that like you, whether if you're a comedian, you're like, well, I'm funny, and so, you know, people know that, and then it is like showing your tits. It's just a little more advanced, let's say. It's a little more sophisticated. It's not as like the lowest common denominator, but it's still like you're just trying to get, you know, you're getting it.
Trying to
so
get
for I think for a chick like that, it's like she doesn't know what else to do to like give herself, you know, make herself interesting or engaging,
right?
So she goes, I'll just put my tits out there. Maybe somebody will talk to me.
Of course. You know? And stand-up comedy, of course, is a love me daddy pursuit or a love me mommy. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I don't want people to think that I'm shitting on daddy. Strippers or
anything.
No. I believe me, I too am a whore for this entertainment business, but in a different fashion.
Comedy and strippers just go together
so
much. It's ridiculous.
How often does he do this show? He's everywhere. Sam's doing he's become like a fucking
naughty show.
Oh, that dude, I don't think ever, he never sleeps. And he's always on his phones from what I'm hearing. Like he's just driving
with
his
phone.
I get
phone calls from Sam when he's like, what are you doing next Thursday? I got this. Like he's like,
yeah, super business. Always
pretty amazing.
Fucking
Sam Tripoli. Is the Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli, that's his name.
Sam Tripoli really got me started in stand-up.
Really?
Did he?
Really?
Yeah, you want to hear my Sam Tripoli story?
Yes.
Yeah,
you were in a restaurant in the bathroom.
I was chugging. I was in a glory hole, and I stuck my finger out, and
he started sucking on his finger.
And Sam sucked something else in the hole. No, when I moved to LA, I knew I wanted to do like something with comedy, and I signed up for the Groundlings. Mm-hmm. And in my class was Sam Tripoli, right? Mm. So I met Sam, like one of the first people I met. And throughout the class, like after, you know, you get to know the people and stuff. Sam was like, "You would really like stand up. You should do stand up." And I was like, "Yeah, I don't know what to do. Like, I didn't put together like go to a comedy club." I was like, "Yeah, well, how do you do it?" And he was like, "Just come with me one night." So he took me one night to like all his gigs. Like he had like three spots, and he showed me like Then I drive to this other place, and I watched him work, and then he just was like, "This is how you do it. That's how you do stand up." And he's the one that got me.
Wow, that's cool.
I never knew that story.
Yeah, Sam and
He's a great guy. He also runs what's called the Naughty Show.
Yeah.
At the Improv.
The Naughty Show.
Saturdays, midnight.
By the way, is a huge fucking hit now.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, and here's a CD, Crime Fighter, from like 5 years
ago. Oh, yeah. That's an expression that he's been using for as long as I've known Sam, which is 8 years.
Crime fighter?
Well, he'd be like, every time I would see, like I would go, you'd go a while without seeing somebody. Every time you see Sam, you go, "What's going on?" He's like, "Just fighting crime, bro. You know, it's fucking out there, just fighting crime, fucking doing gigging, fighting crime, fucking taking fools out." Yeah, he's a wonderful human being.
The last time I did that, I did the Naughty Show. I got to meet Belladonna.
Oh, you did? I was at that one.
Oh, you were that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's a really
very cool.
Cool, smart.
There's definitely a group of porn stars that have their head together. They're business oriented. They're actually smart chicks that are taking advantage of the system, you know?
Then
there's other girls that are just like, "I don't know what to do." Boobies.
And then they do that. $1,000 for anal?
Scoop it up.
Sure.
You can't waste any.
Yeah. Belladonna's one of those smart fucking.
And she can fit a baseball bat in her culo, which is a talent. For sure.
Ari just showed me this. It's a picture of Sam Tripoli kicking a wall that says crime on it.
That's totally Sam Tripoli, man.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a wonderful guy.
There's 90 shows are blowing up, though. They're
out of control. Fun. I was just at the Improv last night, and they had a poster or something up for an upcoming one that looks like it's like a mega event.
Yeah,
it has like all big name comics and all big name porn stars.
Yeah.
So that's going to be terrible. I wish I knew the fucking date so I could plug it.
I think it's December 8th. December 8th or December 9th. Let me just check that right now.
If you go on the Improv website. Yeah, improv.com. In Hollywood. It's a Hollywood location.
It's 90 Show 17. It's called The Big Bang. It's December 9th at 10 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv. And some of the people that are going to be there is Nick Swartzen. He's hilarious as fuck. Taylor Vixen. Freddie Lockhart's going to be there. And
is this the one? Who's the lineup again? What is it?
Nick Swartzen, Freddie Lockhart. Let's see, who else do we got here? Taylor Vixen, Sarah Colonna. Whatever. A bunch of people. The girl from VH1's Daisy of Love, Daisy La De Hoya.
Oh, that's Oscar De La Hoya's sister.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Is that right? Or ex? No, it's his sister, I believe.
Wait, from what show?
Daisy of Love. Remember we watched it for a minute? I think it was like she's attracted to these trashy rock stars.
Well, you should definitely go to that show. That show is going to be fucking
stupid.
If you're
in LA, check it out.
And if you haven't been, the Naughty shows are crazy.
It's like an event, dude. It's not just a comedy show. It's like I had to go up after he showed videos of like naked cholos in a bathtub. Hugging,
right.
And then like stripper pole dancing, and they're like, "All right, tell jokes." It was great, and Joe Rogan was there that night too. Oh, yeah. He's really funny.
Tori Black and Ashley Fire are the main porn stars.
Ashley Fire, I love names.
Tori Black. Tori Black's a superstar.
Yeah,
who? Ashley Fire.
Ashley Fires.
I don't know.
Babe,
who that
do you
is.
Have any Tori Black DVDs? Maybe that's why.
I don't have any Ashley DVDs, Fires. But I've seen Tori work.
Are you familiar with her repertoire?
I know what she knows what she's doing. Let's just say,
what's her speciality?
Big black. Cox.
Is she black?
No.
Oh, she's a white girl that likes black guys?
Mm-hmm.
My friend... Well, I can't say his name. My friend makes porn...
You can say his name. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
No, anyway, it's a friend of ours.
With Justin Slayer.
Oh, yeah?
And the pipe layers.
That's true.
And it's so... It's endlessly fascinating to me. Like, I don't know. I can't understand why people do it. You don't make that much money in porn unless you're working the system. You know, you can pay like $1,000 to do a scene.
Well, nowadays, yes. Well, porn's dead. So nowadays, you make the money by having your own website, your subscriptions. You're pretty much having, like, you have to do, like, a weekly, like, webcam show. You
when,
know?
When we were broker, cool. more broke,
yeah.
we thought about having me just just rub them out.
Really?
Yeah.
We considered it. And I was like, babe, you don't have to show your face.
No,
it's
you
just
wear
your...
a mask.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. He could be, like, the masked...
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, jerker. Not to brag or anything, but I got some pretty good distance when I
oh really
when I lose it. Yeah,
wow. See, mine dropping I think only loads. Matters if how long it's been since I've last jacked off. Because most of the time it's just like boom, like all over my hand.
Yeah,
and then sometimes it just shoots and it hits the cat, and it's just like.
See, it's never blah for me.
Really,
no matter.
It's always just it's, nonstop. Do you drink always... a lot of caffeine or a lot of 7-Up or
no? Does that affect it?
Well, seltzer probably does.
Seltzer it? Does.
Get some New York seltzer in you, and
I like it.
A root beer.
Whether it's true or not, I want to get that rumor going.
A fizzy soda.
Got it. You got to start drinking 7-Up, man.
7-Up doesn't even have caffeine in it. That's probably like the worst.
You do make a lot.
Thank
of
you,
man. Goo. It's really unprecedented.
Wow.
Is it? I mean, if we're talking,
she's
we're gonna
told
be
me,
open about this.
She's told me before that, like, she's like,
oh
this
God.
Reminds me of the three guys I was with one time. Because
yeah.
It's really a lot. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Now, do you at least jerk up or have sex once a day?
Yeah, I usually have to.
And you have that much still.
Yeah.
He's an animal. The demands are just unreasonable sometimes. Yeah.
That's weird. Must be something in your diet or heritage or
something, man. I don't know.
Ari,
sounds like a good conversation to have.
I got distance. I can go places with him.
Are they always big?
Yeah. Generally, the reports are that I get back from women are a little like, oh.
Oh, like, distance.
Yeah. Lot. You get that?
Yeah. You get quantity.
Yeah. I actually, back a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago when I was with other girls.
All right.
I would hear all the time. Yeah, that was the thing. They're like, whoa, that is a lot, dude. Yeah.
Did you feel proud of that?
Yeah.
Even though you didn't know it was even a good thing until they said, wow, it's a lot.
Yeah. Because that was
like,
the only thing they were.
It's a lot. You would have felt ashamed.
That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe. It was never put from that angle. It was never like, God, that's just, like they were just like, that's a lot, dude.
Do you think they took it as some sort of sign that you were more attracted to them?
Yes, I think that they
did.
Girls
are so fucking dumb.
They're so stupid. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like he made more because
yeah.
that was hard.
Just
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, I think that they were like, wow, he must really like me. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't take it that way.
Yeah.
I just figured you were healthy.
You thought that was a health thing?
I thought you were just a virile Peruvian man. You're very hairy, too. Don't forget that.
That's
you're just
true.
Made. What are you made of, Tom?
You seem German-Irish to me.
According to you?
According to... This is what I told
This is
my
what
husband.
My wife tells me, Ari Shaffir. My wife tells me regularly. She goes, if I were to describe you, I would say you are made of shit, cum, and hair.
You're very hairy.
Yeah.
That's because he asked me to describe myself in three words yesterday.
You ever, you know,
like,
they're like, you know, like,
you.
Like that cliche, like,
awesome, rad, bitchin'.
That's what she said. Those are the, like, we know when they're like, describe yourself, like, for like a business, like an office interview. They'd be like, Ari, describe yourself in three words.
I hate
it's
that
retarded question.
Of course.
Yeah,
but how would you answer it?
Yeah. Jewy, Hebe.
Jesus.
Chewy Hebe? No, I would not use those
no,
two words.
I don't think so.
I can't think that
but that would be the best interview ever. If somebody was like, I want to hire you. Describe yourself.
What if I use two out of three? Where it's like, Chewy, Smart, and Hebe.
That would be the best ever. I would hire you immediately.
So would I. I'd invite you to come live with me.
We'd sit and look at each other awkwardly for a minute.
Chewy, Smart, Hebe.
Good with money.
I don't know how I would describe.
Yeah.
It.
How would you describe
one,
yourself?
One would be definitely Jewy,
such
though. I mean, he's right about that one.
Let's
I wouldn't reuse it the second time around. If I say Jewy, opinionated.
See, it's just such a cheesy question.
It's a horrible question.
Like, well, because what Chewie is cheap, you know, or counting money.
Oh, I understand.
All the traits, he has all of those. So that kills like 50 birds with stone one stone type.
Yeah, that's fucking great, man.
I know how Tom would describe me.
What?
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Wow.
Jesus, babe. Damn. That's awful.
What?
I mean, that just makes me sound terrible that I would... That's the three words I would describe you with?
Babe, that is the three words you describe me with.
Wow.
It's not true.
It's our relationship, what can I say?
That hurts my feelings.
Christina was a nice woman. Pretty much the best three words I could describe her was pussy, pussy, pussy. Thank you, guys.
At the eulogy?
Bless us.
Yeah, yeah, bless us all. Thank you guys for coming.
Just kidding. I know he loves me. For me and my body.
No, I would be like... the three words to describe Christina are
Hitler,
there,
Himmler, and Eichmann.
There, too much talking, and retarded.
Oh my god! Wow. See, he's so harsh.
Like retarded that she drools all the time.
Yep. And if I were to describe myself,
yeah,
I would say fun.
Oh boy,
sexy.
Uh huh.
Dynamic.
Dynamic. That's such an asshole word. Describe yourself as dynamic.
Yeah.
Such fucking... a shitty word.
He's a very dynamic person.
I'm a very dynamic person.
That's
I had
what
someone
I would
actually say.
Say
that. The like, girls like me. I'm a very dynamic person. Like, yeah,
that's
clearly.
Unbelievable.
You have to tell people you are. It's probably true.
I gotta pee. How long have we been
Where
doing this?
From?
Oh, we could actually end. We're actually at almost
party.
1 hour, 10 minutes.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! It was so much fun at Mom's house.
Yeah.
God.
So we should talk that you both have CDs. Thrilled. I know Tom Segura is Thrilled, and that's available on iTunes and all that.
Yes. I have a poster for sale on my website.
You have a poster?
It's a sexy poster.
Really?
Yeah. To Thanks celebrate my fatness.
Brand new.
Wow. I just gained like 15 pounds, and so I wanted to celebrate that with a poster, and it's on my website under the merchandise, christina.com.
Awesome.
And I will sign it, and it's a good size for a placemat, too. You can eat
would you like
off of me.
Like, do you take requests of, like, you want somebody wants you to rub their butt on it or something? If you want, would you rub your butt on it?
No.
Feet?
Well, yeah, maybe. Okay. All right.
Yeah, CD... is you can get on my site, you can go on iTunes.
iTunes.
And this weekend I will be at I'm gonna go to Tommy T's in Pleasanton, and next week Tuesday I'm going back to one of my two or three favorite comedy clubs. I'm not gonna be in Pleasanton, sorry, I'm gonna be in Rancho Cordova. But that's this weekend. Next week, Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis. It's one of my absolute favorite clubs.
Love Minneapolis.
Great city. That club really is amazing. And I hope everybody comes out in Minneapolis.
And December 10th through 12th at the Funny Farm in Atlanta, Georgia. And then the next week, I'll be in Atlanta at Comedy Gold.
Awesome.
Shit, yeah. What are you doing next week?
We have Cliffy B. Wednesday, the creator of Gears of War and Unreal Games and all that stuff. He's going to be here at this studio for the Joe Rogan podcast. And
you guys are doing it here?
Yep, we're going to have a special one here because we've got a bunch of video games here. So.
And cool. Ari Shaffir, what do you have coming up?
Ari Shaffir.
I have my storyteller show on Tuesday at the Improv.
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Really good lineup.
It's this Tuesday coming
up.
This
Tuesday.
December 7th?
7th.
And the lineup is what? Who do you have?
Joey Diaz, Steve Agee from the Sarah Silverman Show, Bill Burr from Bill Burr, Kathleen Madigan, and Bobby Lee.
Wow,
that's incredible.
That's a great lineup.
It's a good show.
Oh,
and it's $5.
Shit.
We got them to leave the price at $5.
And that show's normally done at the Lab next to the Improv, and this one's going to be actually in the main room at the Improv. So this is going to be a big show.
I want to come.
And his show is fucking dynamite, man. It's amazing.
Sounds
show.
Awesome.
Fun. It's really
fun.
Yeah,
I'm going to come to that.
All right.
That is. Oh, I'm going to do one. I'm going to try to do one from the road next week.
Podcast?
I'll send you a file, if that's cool.
Good idea.
And then maybe CP will come in and do one live, if that's possible. I don't know.
That's cool, yeah.
Whatever you
want
guys.
To.
All right, meows.
All right.
Thanks you
for
coming to your mom's
house.
House.
See you next time.
Later, guys.